Chapter 32. Tempered. Battle Barge Charybdis, the Igneum. In the Igneum, a gathering had taken place. Not since the Ash Quarter on Macrag had the pyre come together in this way. 66 brothers faced one another around a large circular table. As far as they knew, here were the last of the salamanders. Here, the fate of the Primarch and the Legion rested. Reminders of its legacy were hanging from the Great Hall's vaults or standing in sulken alcoves behind shimmering, near-imperceptible integrity fields. From the glory of Antaeum to the ignominy of Istvan, there were banners and standards from every major conflict. For as well as a great ocean predator of the void, the Charybdis had become a relic ship. Much had been lost during the massacre, entire tribes of Nocturne destroyed that might never be seen again, but the Igneum had retained and safeguarded a small measure of these remembrances. It seemed both an odd yet wholly apt setting for the conclave. It was entirely possible these would be the last histories of the salamanders, and that the 66 warriors aboard the Charybdis would be the only ones to see it. They had to hope that this was not the case, that more had survived the storm. Perhaps at Geryon Deep or one of the other outposts. If Nocturne still endured, then there might yet be recruits to take up the flaming brand of the fallen. With a Primarch, many had begun to dare to believe. Numeon had instilled in Vulcan's sons something they had been lacking ever since the bombs had fallen on the dirty soil of their greatest defeat. Hope. But it was survival that dominated their words in the vast echoing hall.
"No, brother," said Numeon. "They know we are here and whom we carry. This is just the beginning."
Zathen frowned.
"I thought we destroyed the Necrotor, or did I imagine its iron bones littering the void in our wake, much like I had to imagine the battle?" "A vanguard vessel only, brother," said Zetos. "A fleet will most assuredly follow."
Zathen muttered bitterly, still sour at having been denied combat with the Death Guard, but found it hard to disagree. Since the attack, not every one of the Charybdis' systems had been functioning. They had limited void shields, basic life support and broadsides were back online. As soon as the plasma engines had been restored, the ship had got underway. Progress was slow through the void, but Zon had yet to finish repairs. Of the entire legion aboard the Charybdis, only the tech marine was absent from the conclave. As soon as he had the warp drives functional again, another attempt could be made to breach the turbulent veil of the ruin storm. But not before Ushaman had prepared Circe more thoroughly.
"I have seen the Death Guard's presence in the flames," said Varkir.
"Hunters follow our spoor," said Ushaman, all but confirming it. "An immense ship, ponderous, slow, but unstoppable."
"Then what is to be done?" asked Gargo. "They come for Vulcan, we know that much now."
All eyes went to Numeon, who had gained an even greater aura of awe and respect since word of what transpired in the cargo decks had travelled. Numeon nodded.
"Even if they do not believe, as we do, that our father lives, his scalp would be a difficult prize to resist."
Zetos noted that Varkir's gaze fell incrementally at the assertion that Vulcan was somehow alive in his deathly state, but he chose not to question it. For now, all that mattered was that Numeon was amongst them again.
"The Charybdis is a strong ship, and Adician a capable master of her, but she is old and no match for a fleet," Gargo replied. "That said, the Death Guard are tenacious. They won't give up now they have our scent. Let us hope, murmured Zathen, though most around the conclave ignored his misplaced belligerence. Zetos shut him down. A reckoning with them is not to our advantage, regardless of our shared desire for revenge. If this behemoth that stalks us is as large a ship as Ushaman has intimated, then we should try to avoid battle. Agreed, said Varkir, and many nodded at the chaplain's accession. No salamander would shirk combat if he was called upon, but they had long since given up their almost suicidal tendencies.
If we can't fight, then we must outrun them, and hope our fortunes amidst the storm improve, said Numeon. You want us to run all the way to Nocturne? Asked Zetos.
Numeon smiled, but without warmth.
I would have us crawl on our bellies if it meant we reached home. It offends every instinct I possess. But yes, we have to flee from Mortarion's dogs. And rest assured, they are dogs. Dregs left behind in search of petty glory. Ours is a higher cause, forged by brotherhood.
Speaking of which, Varkir began, the matter of the Grey Legionary.
Caspian Hecht, Zetos confirmed. I say he is one of us.
He can never be one of us, brother, said Zathen,
and many amongst the conclave agreed.
We know nothing of this legionary, save his claim that he serves the Sigilite, the only proof of which is the mark upon his armor.
I saw him fight beside us, with us too, Zathen,
Zetos reminded him.
He fought to save his own skin, said Varkir, earning a scathing glance from the sergeant. Against known traitors trying to kill him and us. I would say that makes us allies, wouldn't you?
I have fought beside allies before, said Zathen, making it clear that he and the chaplain were the two chief points of opposition he needed to overcome.
This is different. Is this wise, Zetos? Varkir asked. Already we are pursued by enemies who somehow know who we are and the nature of our precious cargo.
Loud murmurings of agreement filled the hall.
No,
Zetos replied, having to raise his voice.
But I gave up on wise decisions the moment we chose this course.
Numeon held up his hand, gesturing for silence.
I realize we have many enemies, but I do not think Hecht is one of them. He is enigmatic, that is true, but I believe we were meant to find him. The Grey Legionary is as much a part of this mission as any of us now.
Meant to find him?
Zathen muttered to Ushaman, who had remained largely silent throughout the conclave until now.
Before this conclave gathered, I spoke to this Hecht, he said aloud. On Rampart, I felt the relief of the survivors at his presence. It was overwhelming. He claims there is a path through the ruin storm.
A tremor of surprise and guarded excitement rippled through the salamanders at this news.
What path? Asked Numeon, his focus solely on Ushaman.
One of our own making.
Numeon scowled, unable to hide his irritation.
No more riddles, librarian. How do we navigate the storm?
Ushaman bowed his head, revealing the drake sigils shaved into his skull in the flickering brazier light.
No riddle, he replied. A single ship, buoyed by hope. It is the smallest pinprick of light that can pierce the darkness where a shaft would not. Our own path. I took the notion from his very thoughts, brother.
Zathen remained skeptical.
What does that even mean?
Numeon, who up until now had been so convinced of their path and purpose, had no answer.
Perhaps that our fate is still our own, offered Gargo,
no less cryptically than the librarian.
And what else did you mean, Ushaman? Asked Varkir. What about Hecht's purpose here?
Ushaman met the chaplain's gaze.
Nothing else?
He hid his thoughts from you?
Ushaman nodded.
Not intentionally. His mind has been shielded. The barriers are impenetrable to me. I know of few psykers who could unlock them. I doubt even Lord Umogen could do it.
A few of the conclave muttered oaths of honor and remembrance at the mention of the chief librarian's name. None present knew his fate. He had been on Terra during the Istvan V massacre, but if Gilliman's assumptions were correct, then Umogen was already ashes, along with the throne world.
If the wards are not Mulcadors, then they are potent enough to pass for such, Ushaman concluded.
Zetos regarded him in silence for a few seconds. He spoke to the room.
We have to trust someone, brothers.
Zetos then glanced at Varkir.
You have said as much before, brother.
A pensive silence fell, encompassing the conclave. Trust was not a ready concept to a salamander these days. Numeon broke the silence.
Hecht is with us, like it or not.
Is that an order, Numeon? Asked the chaplain.
It is.
Are you captain of this pyre, then, brother?
Asked Gargo, and all eyes turned to the legionary who was once Vulcan's equerry. Numeon did not shirk from them. If anything, he stood taller.
Until the Lord of Drakes returns, I am your master.
Zathen got to his feet and drew his Kaskara blade. Then they all did, even Zetos, whose wounded pride was salved by the return of his captain.
All hail, Numeon!
Cried Zathen, his sword upraised. 65 blades and hammers, unique, deadly, and supremely crafted, shone in the fiery glow of torches as they rose up in salute.
Vulcan lives!
Shouted Zathen, before 66 voices rang out in unison.
Vulcan lives!
At last, thought Zetos, as the echoes of affirmation died down, we have some hope.